Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
We've got Suri in the studio this morning. Morena, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm well. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you in here with a very exciting looking book. What have you brought us?
Oh, thanks. I've brought with me A Burning by Megha Majumdar. So she's a Bengali author who went to Harvard, and this just came out this year, and Jenna and I met the author while we were at Winter Institute.
Cool.
She's one of the indie novelists, and she's just hanging by the bar and just such a pleasure to talk to.
Nice. You want to like sidle up to her and be like,
hey.
I've seen your books.
This is a really punchy novel. It's actually quite a quick read and quite a like linear plot line, but it follows these three characters who are trying to achieve like the Indian dream. So you have Jeevan, who's a Muslim, sort of working class young woman who is in the middle of this train bombing and is like quickly accused as being the agitator because she's a young Muslim woman. And she goes on Facebook, and the line that she writes is quite like prescient for now. Do you mind if I read it?
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
Okay, cool. Just a sec. Sorry, should have had it open earlier. Here we go. Policemen paid by the government watched and did nothing while an innocent woman lost everything. If the police... another part in here, but she talks about how the police stand by and only help like the upper class members of the train, and talks about like how they inflict more violence during this like really awful bombing. And I think it really is quite interesting thinking of that dynamic now,
totally,
with like the Portland police and increased militarization there, and the larger conversations that we're having here about the role of police. And then the second story looks at Lovely, who's what they call in India a hijra, which is a third sex, and there's like some kind of religious context to it. So quite often they're thought of like bringing luck and blessings to like you know, people who've given birth, to marriage ceremonies, but at the same time incredibly marginalized in India, abused, humiliated, and she wants to become a film actress. So it's quite a there's something like quite joyous in her storyline, even though ultimately I mean the end is quite interesting, but it's just so full of hope in the way that people used to tell the story of someone like, you know, Marilyn Monroe. And then the third story is this PE teacher who becomes who's really hungry for sort of power and privilege.
Sounds like a PE teacher.
Yes.
No offense, PE teachers listening. Love you guys.
Love you, Mr. Matthew. And so he kind of becomes involved with the government in, you know, becoming a messenger for some of their right-wing, you know, anti-Muslim policies. So all of these sort of characters thread together to tell you ultimately the story of capitalism and fascism in India, and it touches on surveillance but also like this sort of heart-shattering humanity of like dreams that have been obliterated.
Amazing.
It's so, so good. But yeah,
is it quite an easy read? Like, is it a sort of accessible book or
super accessible, which I think is like quite a smart choice from her, because I think that like in nonfiction, obviously you get so much understanding about the world around you, but that sort of ability to empathize with a completely different character, that's not always accessible to everyone. And she does a really great job of doing that.
That's super cool.
I'd recommend it I think I would really recommend it to everyone to read. She's had huge champions in people like Margaret Atwood and Sue Monk Kidd.
Oh, wow.
And quite randomly, Jenna Bush chose it as her book club pick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that is kind of random.
Yeah, I was like, that's so not something I would have expected, but, you know, I guess the more people maybe...
More people reading it, the better, maybe.
Yeah.
So how can we get this? Is it in Time Out at the moment?
It's at Time Out. It's $35. You can grab it from us or any great independent around the country.
Fantastic. Well, Siri, thank you so much. Remind us of the title and the author again.
Thank you. It's A Burning by Megha Majumdar.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See ya. Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
It was.